during the, this was the devastating floods of August 2017, the bridge nearly completely collapsed. And at the time, Donegal County Council moved quite swiftly and they installed a temporary bridge there, which allowed people to access their homes. And at the time, it was very much welcome. But I would stress that it's just a temporary bridge. And when the waters rise and flood, the bridge becomes closed completely. And we saw that again this week, and people became very, very frustrated, trapped in their homes. So I think that demonstrates the real need to put in the permanent structure. Now, I know that's in place, designs are in place of a permanent structure that won't close during times of flooding. The design's in place, but it's going through the necessary planning process. So I've spoke to the local roads engineer. I will raise it again at our initial municipal district meeting. This has to be put through as quickly as possible because there's a real urgency. People can't be just left stranded in their homes whenever the river floods. So I'll be hoping that this will happen as soon as possible.
Because we don't really know at any given time when torrential rain's going to hit and these residents effectively cut off from the nearby road.
Exactly, and it's a year and a half. So since the flood collapsed the old bridge and this temporary bridge was put in, so I think it's well overdue now that the permanent structure will be put in. And I would share the frustrations of local residents who are particularly angry when they saw that they were trapped in their homes once again. So I'll be pushing within Donegal County Council that this permanent structure is installed as quickly as possible.